you know, cash accounting and our expensing provisions like bonus depreciation and Section 179, those are all being expanded, which is great for business owners, but it's particularly great for agricultural business owners. On the death tax, one of our biggest priorities, you know, we've wanted to see full permanent repeal for a very long time now. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get to full permanent repeal, but they do double the death tax exemption rates. So upon enactment, those rates go from $5 million for an individual to $10 million for an individual, indexed for inflation. So this year, it'll be about $11 million. And then for couples, it'll go from $10 million to $20 million, also indexed for inflation. Unfortunately, that provision was not made permanent, but that's what happens when you get a process that's relying upon reconciliation instead of, you know, regular order. And so that will be around for 8 years. And then starting in 2026, we'll revert back to the current exemption levels.
Beck explains how the issue concerning interest exemptions was worked out.
We were very concerned when the initial bill made it out of the House. They were proposing to restrict interest deductions to 30% of EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. That cap would have been very detrimental for highly leveraged agricultural entities, particularly in the livestock sector. We're looking at our feeders. We were able to secure a fix in the Senate bill that was maintained in the conference negotiation. That agreement allows producers to continue deducting interest without any sort of restriction. And in exchange, they'll have to give up 100% bonus depreciation. Overall, though, that's a really good deal, because if you look at the way the final bill was negotiated, the package maintains the small business exclusion of 25 million gross receipts on a 3-year average for businesses. And, you know, anyone with gross receipts under that number, they'll be able to continue deducting without having to make any sort of election. And then for those out there who do have quite a bit of cash flow coming in and out of their business each year, they can still maintain the ability to deduct interest as a legitimate business expense.
And Beck has an update concerning Section 179 and cash accounting.
So Section 179, it's bumped to $1 million, effective for taxable years beginning in 2018, and that's indexed for inflation. Currently, we're looking at a $500,000 limit. Right now, there's a $2 million dollar-for-dollar phase-out. That's the threshold. That gets bumped up to $2.5 million. Cash accounting, the eligibility threshold is currently at $5 million. That is increased to $25 million. It applies to corporations, farm partnerships with a corporate partner, and family farm corporations.